Recording 16.
Good afternoon and welcome to Education Today. This afternoon, Freya Smith tells us about her diploma course in animal management. Welcome, Freya.
Thank you.
Now, tell me, Freya, was animal care something you always hoped to do?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I've always been interested in working with animals, and during my last year at school, I decided to do an animal management course.
Right. And was it difficult to find the right course?
No, not really. I chose to study at Fairfield College because it's got a good range of animals and everyone's really friendly.
So, tell us a little about the course.
Well, we get a lot of practical experience and there's also a lot of theory, but not so much that it's boring. I want to learn to manage the animals and the business side of it. The course is only 3 days a week, so I've already started working part-time at a pet shop.
Oh, that must be interesting.
Yes, it's quite a varied job. My favourite job is feeding the animals. Some people rush through this, but I prefer taking time so I can get to know them. In fact, I like having the chance to hold them. I don't even mind cleaning them out.
And have you been pleased with the course so far?
Oh, yes. It's been everything I expected it to be, and more, really. We've practiced handling animals, and they've let us treat some minor problems, like removing splinters from paws. They make us handle all kinds of animals, including spiders and snakes, even if we don't want to. At first, I didn't want to touch the snakes, and I remember feeling really scared. But they let us take it slowly and taught us exactly how to hold them. As long as you remember to do it the way you've been taught, it's fine. I still don't like holding them, but I'm not scared anymore. This course has taught me to respect all animals and overcome my fears.
What has been the most useful thing you've learned so far?
Learning about the behaviour of dogs on the course has helped me understand my own dog better. Before, if I heard him bark, I just told him to be quiet. Now I stop to think about why he's doing it.
And what do you hope to do when you've finished?
Well, I was thinking about doing another course when I finish, but now I've decided I'm going to stop studying for a while and go out to work. I'd really like to work in either a zoo or a safari park.
Recording 16.
Good afternoon and welcome to Education Today. This afternoon, Freya Smith tells us about her diploma course in animal management. Welcome, Freya.
Thank you.
Now, tell me, Freya, was animal care something you always hoped to do?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I've always been interested in working with animals, and during my last year at school, I decided to do an animal management course.
Right. And was it difficult to find the right course?
No, not really. I chose to study at Fairfield College because it's got a good range of animals and everyone's really friendly.
So, tell us a little about the course.
Well, we get a lot of practical experience and there's also a lot of theory, but not so much that it's boring. I want to learn to manage the animals and the business side of it. The course is only 3 days a week, so I've already started working part-time at a pet shop.
Oh, that must be interesting.
Yes, it's quite a varied job. My favourite job is feeding the animals. Some people rush through this, but I prefer taking time so I can get to know them. In fact, I like having the chance to hold them. I don't even mind cleaning them out.
And have you been pleased with the course so far?
Oh, yes. It's been everything I expected it to be, and more, really. We've practiced handling animals, and they've let us treat some minor problems, like removing splinters from paws. They make us handle all kinds of animals, including spiders and snakes, even if we don't want to. At first, I didn't want to touch the snakes, and I remember feeling really scared. But they let us take it slowly and taught us exactly how to hold them. As long as you remember to do it the way you've been taught, it's fine. I still don't like holding them, but I'm not scared anymore. This course has taught me to respect all animals and overcome my fears.
What has been the most useful thing you've learned so far?
Learning about the behaviour of dogs on the course has helped me understand my own dog better. Before, if I heard him bark, I just told him to be quiet. Now I stop to think about why he's doing it.
And what do you hope to do when you've finished?
Well, I was thinking about doing another course when I finish, but now I've decided I'm going to stop studying for a while and go out to work. I'd really like to work in either a zoo or a safari park.